So recently I read a fascinating article in The Conversation that sort of explained a question that I've always wanted to know the answer to, and that is, why here in the Upper Hunter are we sitting on so much coal? Joining us to have a chat about it is lecturer in structural geology and metamorphism from the James Cook University, Melanie Finch. Melanie, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Why are we sitting on so much coal here in the Upper Hunter?
Well, it's actually an incredibly fascinating process that started 300 million years ago. So back then, Australia looked really different. It was down near where Antarctica is now.
Right.
And we were just emerging from a period of really icy weather that had lasted millions of years. So there was huge rainfall and lots of swamps in eastern Australia. And that's where these coal deposits began to form.
And is that the case all the way up the east coast of Australia, or is it just like a basin here, for example?
So where you are in the Hunter Valley, you've got the Sydney Basin, and that's where the coal measures formed. And so that was a topographic low 300 million years ago because of tectonic forces on the margin of the Australian plate at that time. So the tectonic plate was being stretched, and that meant we had, you know, this sort of swamp environment and lots of rivers flowing through that region. And so we had these towering trees falling into those swamps and getting covered by water, which meant that they wouldn't break down like trees normally do. And that they went on to form your coal measures there. And up the east coast, it was a similar sort of situation, but different basins. Some were closer to the sea, some were further away, some were in swamps, some were more in rivers. But the basic idea of trees falling into water and being covered in those anoxic conditions, that principle stayed the same all up the east coast.
Okay, so interestingly, in your article, you talk about using our geology for a just transition. I've been banging on about this for a long time, saying that when it comes to going away from coal, it's not an overnight thing. It's something that it will take us some time to do, possibly 20 or 30 years?
Yeah, absolutely. So the transition does take time, and to make a meaningful and a just transition for people working in this industry, it does take a lot of planning from our governments and from industry as well. So there has been modelling by a number of different groups that's shown for places like the Hunter Valley, if we plan well and we think really carefully about how transition could take place, then the new opportunities from clean energy systems and from renewable energy systems can mean that, you know, everybody in the Hunter Valley will still have a job. But we don't want, you know, people who have a really specific skill set that they've built over a whole career to be transitioning to something that's completely different. So we need to give it a lot of thought and use these awesome skill sets that people already have so that it's a sort of a viable and meaningful transition for everybody there.
I thoroughly agree. And when you think about it, it took us hundreds of millions of years to get to this point. So 20 or 30 years to be able to transition away, that's not too bad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's pretty quick in geological time.
Very quick. Melanie, it was a fantastic article in the conversation. Thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
Thanks so much.